Valvoline Instant Oil Change is the quick, easy, trusted place for your next oil change. Valvoline's convenient, no appointment needed. You can even stay in your car while they do the work. You don't have to sit in some waiting room, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their friendly, certified technicians have over 270 hours of training, and they get you in and out fast while performing a thorough, free 18-point maintenance check with your oil change. We got someone here who just experienced this, our own Aaron Blair. Blair, well, how was it?
It was awesome. I took my Jeep Jock Jams in and got a sweet oil change, and I actually brought a book because I thought it would take a while, and they had me in and out in like 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Well, also, you should point out, you can't read.
I can't, so, but I wanted people to think I could.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe somebody hot is there, and they're like, oh, what are you reading? I'm like, oh, and then you know, now I got a date.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think that's not how people meet each other.
Didn't have time for that.
Yeah, so if you see Blair driving around in his beautifully oiled Jock Jams, give him the old thumbs up, or throw a tangerine at him. Anyway, Valvoline, they're doing it right. Visit valvoline.com/Conan for an exclusive offer towards your next oil change.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey there, Tyler. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. This is Sona.
Welcome
and Conan.
To what?
Just take hey, it easy, Tyler. Tyler, you're coming in real hot, Tyler. And first of all, you got to chill.
Conan, I apologize.
Thank you. That was appropriate. And I think all my interviews should begin with people apologizing. And while you're at it, Gorley, I think you owe me an apology.
I apologize.
Sona?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I take mine back. Yeah.
Tyler, you were coming to us from someplace in Canada, but I don't know where.
Yes, sir. I'm about an hour outside of Ottawa, a community called Mississippi Mills.
Now, I'm about to ask a question, and I don't care what the answer is, but I just want to seem like I'm engaged.
Perfect.
Are you an hour north of Ottawa, east, west, or south?
We are west. It's west, but again, I could have thrown out anything.
Yeah, I don't believe...
We're parallel.
First of all, I do believe that you're Canadian because of the way you're speaking, but I do not believe that you are anywhere near Ottawa. I think you're lying about that because you were very slow to come up with a very simple answer.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You're in
Toronto, aren't you? You're in Toronto.
Speaking of which, they were just talking about your Toronto show when you came to town. Mm-hmm. They were wondering,
right.
Who was the guy that came and skated with the Maple Leafs? And they kept, who was it?
Oh, that was me.
Well, they thought it was Carrot Top.
Oh, they thought it was Carrot Top? No.
No, I'm kidding.
Carrot Top, I'm sorry.
They couldn't remember who it was.
Well, first of all, I don't like your jokes. Tyler, and I'm,
you came in
hot, and now you're saying that people are confusing me with Carrot Top, which has enraged me.
Yeah.
By the way, I love him. There's no better prop comedian with a six pack than Carrot Top.
He is ripped. With a six pack. Yeah.
But I got to say, you know, it's lovely to talk to you.
You as well.
And I want to know your story. Clearly, you've sought me out because I'm an important figure in your life.
Oh God!
Absolutely. I'm embarrassed.
Again, I don't believe anything he's saying.
No, I don't either.
You're not in Ottawa, and you loathe me. But we've established that. Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do for a living.
So I am a bus driver with the city, a people mover, if you will. I've been doing it for 15 years.
We all know what a bus driver is.
Yeah, he only confused us more.
I'm the guy
Yeah, that's good.
And so, I've been doing that for 15 years now, give or take. And it's...
I love there's Tyler the creator, and this is Tyler the over-explainer. I'm a bus driver. You know, we move people in a large rectangular vehicle, and I'm towards the front.
Conan, I used to be a mover. And I said I was a relocation technician.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that's fair. If you had said that, true. I would have assumed you were a mover.
Oh. Yeah. There we go. Absolutely.
I like to tell people I dabble in the comedic arts. And then they look at my work and they disagree. So you're a bus driver.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, are you a fan of the movie Speed? And do you think, because that's really, I think that's the only action movie that's ever been made about a bus. Is that correct, Corley?
The Gauntlet.
Oh, what's the
Clint Eastwood and is it Tyne Daly where they kind of have to go through a whole like armored city area on a bus?
Clint Eastwood and Tyne Daly?
I know it's
Why did
crazy.
You know that right away? That's crazy.
Did you watch it yesterday?
Probably, if not this morning.
Speed is, and we're forgetting Tyler here. Tyler, Speed is one of two bus movies.
Yes.
And really only two.
Sandra Locke, his former wife. But there is a movie he made with Tyne Daly.
Okay. Yeah. But that was, I think, one of the Dirty Harry movies.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, you've taken us down. You're very good at this. A cul-de-sac where there's nothing to eat. There's no
house.
There's no
nothing.
Fuel. There's no house.
I'm sorry.
He takes you down conversational cul-de-sacs. You know when they start to build a land development, a planned community, and then they stop, mm-hmm. but there are still cul-de-sacs in the middle of a field and there's just grass growing up?
Yeah.
That's where he takes us.
I don't disagree.
No.
Thank you, Matt.
Which means you agree.
Yeah.
Listen, Tyler, I will not ignore you anymore, and I apologize for my friends. They're the worst.
It's okay. I'm happy to see them both, for the record.
Thank you.
I'm shocked to see Sona. I thought Sona would have taken the day off, with today being what it is.
Hey, that's right. It's 4:20. Yeah. I've got a happy hour planned, but I'm not going to. It's after bedtime for my boys. I am an adult now. Mm-hmm. So I
would say congratulations on
sleep.
The kids.
Thank
but
you.
I'm sure you're sick of hearing it from everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. You know,
I'm actually curious if anyone's ever pooped on your bus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
I can't believe it. That was my next question. That's insane. Right here it was, where are you from? And then underneath I wrote in parentheses, if bus driver, has anyone pooped on your bus? That was
You didn't even know he was a bus driver.
Oh, this was before I knew he was a bus driver. It said, if bus driver, and then an arrow goes right to, has anyone pooped on the bus? That's how well I prepare. So you're a bus driver, and people, no, they have not. No one's come on your bus.
Has anyone come on your bus and said, keep this above 50 miles per hour, or I poop on the bus?
No, but okay. I have had a gentleman drop a deuce on the bus. I've had another gentleman who rang the bell to get off and just dropped trow and took a leak and then just walked off as if it was something that everybody does. And then for the next two stops, it's running up and down the aisle.
Okay, but that's right. You're going up hills and then down hills. And yes, I see. There would be like a tidal flow.
Yes.
Come on.
My question is,
explain it.
You said he rang the bell to stop the bus, then urinated.
That's correct.
So
he
that
knew
was an
his
anticipation
was
of him urinating. Uh-huh. And that's so cool that he didn't get pee shy. Like here comes my stop. I should pee now. Rang the bell.
Right.
I mean, it takes me a little while to just sort of chill.
Me
and,
too.
You know, I sort of have to visualize different historic events and then I can urinate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can't be conscious that it's about to happen. It has to happen. Just
exactly. I'm like that as well. So Tyler, wow. So being a bus driver is not all fun and games. You have to deal with people who are misbehaving wildly. Have you ever felt like you were threatened on the bus?
Oh, Conan. All the time. All the time.
Wait, did you just fall in love with me? You went, oh, Conan.
Conan, I wouldn't be here if that hadn't taken place long ago.
Oh,
thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you, Tyler.
Sorry, what was the question? I'm just, I'm in awe.
The question was... Well, my God, you really are in love with me. You can't even construct your thoughts correctly. Have you ever felt unsafe as a bus driver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So first off, your back's to everybody. There are some interesting people that take public transportation. So you kind of have to always... It's actually weird. You know, before you even pick a person up, as you approach that stop, something in you says, this person's going to be a problem for me.
Oh,
and
right.
It's one of those things. But yeah, I've been spat on by a young lady who I asked to get off the bus because she was having a verbal disagreement with her young boyfriend. And I said, listen, kids, you got to take the F words outside. And they were not a fan. She came up and just started hitting me and spitting on me. And I was, you know, like this.
Jesus.
And I had my trying to
block
terrible.
It.
That's terrible. Oh, it was awful. Yeah. It was awful.
Oh, my God. But that,
I mean, first of all, I immediately side with the boyfriend in this because she's clearly out of control.
Oh, you don't know the story.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
What's that?
You don't know the story.
You don't know the story.
Well, I know that she spit on my good friend Tyler, which I don't like.
You had to check his name in your notes before you said my good friend Tyler.
One of my best friends who lives west of Ottawa, about an hour. He's a people mover. Hold on a second. Tyler.
That's right.
No, I that's terrible. That's terrible that that you had to endure that. Do you ever just need to get away from it?
Oh, yes, all the time. I'm actually on leave for mental health reasons right now, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I've always had
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Yeah. It just, you know, it's the type of job where some people are built for it and others aren't, and I may have met my expiry date. That's all. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. How long did you do it for?
I just started my 15th year.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's maybe time to move on, but I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. I find it interesting that you're using your mental health recovery time to call into Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the therapist warned me about it.
That's one of the first things they tell you when you take a mental health break. Do not call into podcasts in general, but specifically, and then we're on the specifics list.
Yeah.
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 The blacklist.
Yeah.
You guys have helped me out throughout the process. Yeah. Yourselves, other pods like you, you know, the SmartList crew. Sebastian, the guy, you know, all those great pods, plus all your true crime pods as well.
Well, what we're going to do in editing is take out all the other mentions of podcasts. Yeah. So it sounds like we're pretty much the only one. No free rides for the SmartList guys, you know?
No.
I know those guys, and they're getting away with murder, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So
that Arnett's got an attitude for a Canadian.
He really does. He really does.
Yeah, well, he's lost himself.
You know what? Thank you. And I really don't want to start beef with the SmartList crew. I've done their podcast twice. I really do love those guys, Arnett aside. No, I love all three except Arnett. And but in total, I think that it's two of the three best podcasters in the business. And Arnett specifically, not one of them. But every show needs, you know, whatever, an anchor they need to drag behind. My point is, I think you're right. I think he's forgotten where he comes from. He comes from Canada, and he's become this slick Hollywood guy. I mean, when I grew up with him in Canada, probably something about me you didn't know, he was just a real simple Canadian guy, you know? And he's just changed. He's changed so much.
Well, it's nice that you stayed true to your roots, though.
I did.
You're the least Canadian person.
I did. No, yeah. I'm not. That's not true. I did. I did a week of shows in Toronto. I was the first late night host to go to Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And I really felt like I bonded with the Canadian people.
Yeah.
And when I'm just walking around, Canadians go crazy.
Yeah, they're so polite and kind to people and apologetic. And I just
feel... you're saying they're just being kind to
me. Oh, no, I'm just saying I think you were saying I didn't forget my roots because you were doing a whole bit about how you're from Canada. And I said you're not Canadian at all.
I think I'm very Canadian.
No.
I think I'm very, very Canadian.
I think, didn't you, there wasn't some sort of citizenship while you were here in Toronto?
Yes, and I passed the citizenship test.
Some sort of papers, yes.
Yeah.
Then didn't you go on a bus and then ring the bell and just urinate all over the place too?
I do that whenever I travel a show. That's just called, it's called the Conan.
Speaking of which, you may want to hydrate.
Trust me.
A little funky. It was a little funky.
Oh.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup. Featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google, LLC. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi.
Okay.
And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people
have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan. So you're taking a break. I'm glad that you're taking a break, Tyler, and that you're looking after yourself from, you know, all the trauma that you've had to go through as a bus driver. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that. What are you doing? Like, what are your hobbies? What are you doing now? You're hanging around the house. You're taking a little Tyler time, a little you time. What are you doing?
Hanging around the house, trying to build things around the house. We tried to build a sauna, or we're in the process of. Yeah. Got new power tools, took off my finger with one of them, with the tip of.
No.
Yes. What? Did you really?
If you watch my initial interview, I bring out my hand a few times and there's just a wad on one of my fingers because I took my, just took my eye off the table saw for a second, grabbing a piece of wood.
No.
And, that's all it took.
Tyler, it hasn't aired yet, but in the next week or two, there will be a Conan Needs a Fan episode where a woman worked in a wood shop and she was petrified of losing a finger.
Yeah. There are common themes coming out there. I don't know if it's COVID or what, but because of the trauma that everyone's been through, power tools, fear of power tools, this is a theme.
Yeah.
And so you lost the tip of your finger. Were you able to recover it and get it reattached?
No, because I didn't cut it off, you know, naturally this way. I cut it down the finger, down the bone.
Oh!
No!
You forked your finger?
You forked your finger.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So did you lose... So what's the treatment? Did they sew it back together?
So when I went in, they injected it with some sort of cleanser. And there was an arterial bleed. And so once their objective was to get it to stop bleeding, and then after that, the doctor said, there's nothing I can sew this to.
What? So you just have essentially six fingers on one hand, but two of them are smaller?
Well... No, this, it
what the
actually,
hell are you talking about? No, they attached them together. They didn't leave it forked, did they? I mean, there would be advantages to that.
Can we see it?
Yeah, can we see?
So I'm day two without a bandage, and we're talking 2 months ago. However, I can show you if you want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
All right, so this is just it starting to come back here. I don't know if you're getting it, but...
Oh, wow. Well, that doesn't look so bad. It looks like you just stuck your finger in a bowl of oatmeal.
Or up your nose. Yeah. All right.
As well, it was so black for so long. Mm-hmm. I thought this is never coming back. And now that it is coming back, science, it boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. There's no way for this to have healed the way it has, but just the body, man.
Yeah.
Does what it needs to do.
The body, man.
You know what? There's not a day that doesn't go by where I don't just say to myself, the body, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Body.
Yeah, for sure.
Often when I'm looking at my own body.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are the body, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What a creep. So, Tyler, it's time for you to go back to the bus. I'm sorry, but you left the bus because of danger and fear for your physical and mental health. And what do? Mm-hmm. You immediately buy power tools and cut yourself in half. I think it's time to go back
that
to the bus.
Sounds about right.
You know?
Well, you know what? What's been helping me? I got therapy chickens.
Oh.
I know we had the optometrist on multiple episodes back, and we talked about getting pecked in the eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a legit concern, guys. You know, the chickens, they're very loving. They want to be scooped up and given a nice morning hug. You need to be aware, or else you're going to take one to the face.
I have since heard that the reason they go for the eye is that it's a shiny kind of, almost like a worm or something. They think they're seeing.
Most people's are. I would think you'd be safe because your eyes are very dead. There's no light in them.
No.
Yeah, you're very dead.
No.
You have that kind of Charles Grodin just dead in the eyes.
No, these are chestnut with a molasses ombre.
No, these are. No, it's so funny. The first time I met you, I said, "Oh, look, it's the shark Bruce from Jaws."
No, kind of.
There's
eyes,
just
kind
nothing in there.
Teddy
anyway, you're
eyes.
Safe. Chickens will not go for your eyes.
Well, tell it to my great grandfather.
Well, listen, we've learned that yes, Gorley's his great grandfather's eye was pecked out.
Right?
Ellsworth, Ezekiel.
Love the jingle.
Bartholomew.
It's more than a jingle.
Eye peck.
I didn't mean to upset you about the jingle comment. I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
Tyler, wow. Yeah, be careful of chickens because that's another thing. We're learning power tools are dangerous. We're also learning that chickens are assholes. Yeah. They really are. They're just, they're...
they really suck.
Yeah, they and they will...
Shit wherever they want.
Ugh,
well, you're one to talk. You've got a bus where shit's flying all over the place. If you stop if you stop fast, it coats the windshield. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, but you painted
oh my
the picture.
God.
Just getting on me for being weird and creepy and gross.
But Tyler, I'm glad that you have therapy chickens. Wear safety goggles because they will attack the eyes. Because you actually, unlike Gorley, have light and humanity in your eyes.
Thank you for noticing.
Oh, please, please. And it's zoom enhanced. Do you have a question for me, Tyler? Is there a way I can help you? Is there a question I can answer?
I do. So as a lot of us have always wondered, you know, we've seen Conan grow up as we've grown up ourselves. And now we see an older Conan, a mature Conan, I guess. Huh? So if younger Conan, we'll say 20-year-old, meets current Conan, and they're having some sort of disagreement, and it looks like it's going to turn ugly, going to turn to fisticuffs, what type of slangs are being sent back and forth? And if it does get physical, how does this thing end up?
Oh, good question.
That's a good question. Well, okay, a 20-year-old Conan doesn't really have the clearest skin. A little bit of acne. So current Conan would probably go after him for his complexion.
Oh, brutal.
Well, I'm sorry. Oof. You said what's going to happen. So if he was coming at me and saying like, hey, old man, you know, you build your coffin yet? Because you're getting close.
Oh.
I'd probably say, you know, fuck off. It's called Clearasil. You should try some.
But you've lived through, you've been that Conan. How brutal would that be? Haven't you learned the lesson?
Tyler asked me a question, and I'm telling you that if young Conan is coming at me, first of all, and also I'll tell you something else about young Conan. Young Conan is tall, but extremely skinny. He's about 6'4", like 160 pounds.
Whoa.
And I'm not lifting. I do a lot of exercise now. I could clean young Conan's clock.
You really think so?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Man strength.
No, there's also the strength of years and years and years of me just living in the world and being embittered. And so I think there's a older Conan would be savage. Younger Conan wouldn't know what hit him. Younger Conan would be like, oh, look at you. You got old. And then I would just totally.
Yeah.
I would hit myself so hard that, you know, the acne would just fly off my head.
But if you hit young Conan so hard, those injuries would carry into your current day.
Yeah.
You'd only see yourself.
No, you'd see
disfigurement.
You'd see small changes in the shape of my skull, but they would have healed in that time. So you'd see, if you were just staring at my face during the fight with younger Conan, you'd see my skull kind of undulating quietly, maybe one eye disappearing, one tooth going away and being replaced with a replacement tooth, you know.
Like Sloth.
Exactly.
From the Goonies.
Yeah.
You just walk around going, baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would just mock young Conan for like, oh, so you didn't have a credit card and you took a girl to a restaurant, you know, on a date. And you thought, really, you thought California Pizza Kitchen was the right idea?
You're 20.
Still.
Are we to believe younger Conan had a date?
Oh!
Welcome
Tyler.
To the table, Tyler.
Wow.
Well, that's my time.
He's rapping himself.
I'm just staring at Tyler in absolute
look at the
disbelief.
Camera. Yeah.
You went, that was such a hard slam.
Yeah.
I'm giving older Conan some you know, something to go at younger Conan with. That's all.
Hey, you're right. I could, you're right. That is actually ammunition.
Yeah.
I could say, lost your virginity at 31. That's pathetic.
He didn't know that, though. 20-year-old Conan's like, I'm going to lose it at any second.
But he just found out.
Any second now. I'm going to be like, you think
years?
So?
That's right, he just found out.
11 years? Yeah. Oh, God.
11, what happened? Oh, trust me, you try, younger Conan. Oh, you do try. But you never quite get there.
31 seems kind of, well, it seems
late in the game. Oh, it is late in the game, pal. Don't worry. You'll be well into Barack Obama's first term.
Oh, my God.
Before you hit the glory zone.
I think
the glory zone.
I
think this starts off as you guys think you're going to fight, and then you're just going to hug each other and console each other.
And cry.
And then make
cry.
Out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
And you lose your virginity to yourself.
I lose my virginity to myself.
This needs to end now. No. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, my God. This is...
Oh, my God.
This is more complicated than one of those Marvel movies with nine portals.
Yes. Or the like age-old question, if you go back in time and kill baby Hitler, you go back in time and make love to yourself. First.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This took a terrible turn.
I'm so sorry for asking.
Yes.
Tyler, this is all your fault.
Yeah, it is.
Tyler.
And the way that people used to get onto your bus and take a shit, you came onto our podcast, drop trow, and just let fly. That's what you did to our podcast. And I'm going to, and sir, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yes.
I'm stopping the podcast. I'm asking you to pull up your pants and leave this esteemed audio experience.
Just so happens to be, this is my stop.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.